Welcome to America's Jobs Team. At Consultant Connect, we believe the greatest force for change is a job, but it requires amazing, talented economic developers. Each week, we will go deep with America's jobs heroes on their leadership journeys, with the belief that when leaders get stronger, their communities thrive.
Ron, aren't you excited about going to Charleston for Economics 2019?
Yeah, well, I still haven't unpacked, to be honest, from Nashville. So I'm pumped for it, but I got to get the boxes unloaded.
No, I understand. I know we just got back, Ron, but to be honest with you, we're already 50% sold out. And with only 250 seats available, it's really a great time to take advantage of the early bird special. So if you can, go ahead and click www.economics.me, that's economics with an X, /register, and you can register online.
Today, I get to talk with Ann Peterson, who is the managing director at Cushman & Wakefield in Nashville. So Ann joined Cushman & Wakefield about a year ago after spending the previous 8 years as vice president of business and economic incentives at JLL. So here's our interview with Ann. So I really want to dive right in. I know you're busy. So what do you think is the biggest challenge facing leaders today?
So I really think it's balancing the needs of the business with the need to develop talent within your organization. You know, at the end of the day, we all know that our projects and our work to make financial sense for the business, but without good people, there would really be no business to speak of. You know, I think for leaders, it's recognizing that developing talent takes time. It's often years of effort, but a good leader recognizes that ultimately their careers are finite and they spend just as much effort on developing the next generation and training or mentoring as they do on day-to-day business needs.
Yeah, that's interesting. And, you know, kind of on the flip side, what is one behavior or trait that you have seen, you know, derail more leaders and not go down that road of developing talent?
So for me, the one trait that I see that can really derail a person in their career is ego. I think the day that you begin to think that your team owes you for their personal success at work, or, you know, the notion that you made them or you brought them on and they owe you, that's the day that you really start to fail as a leader. And I've seen time and time again, individuals in leadership positions that will never really achieve fulfillment, either personally or in their work life. And it's often because they think that someone always owes them or that they're just not getting their just due. I think that real leaders celebrate success of others more than their own, and they have the ability to put their personal ego aside in order to raise others up. I think the best way to guard against ego is to be on a continuous and personal journey of self-improvement and recognize that you always have something to learn from almost everyone and everything that you encounter. And I think everyone at every stage of their career has something to learn.
It's interesting. I know we mentioned at Economics, you know, John Acuff had mentioned that it's great to have a mentor that's both 10 years younger and 10 years older. And it just goes to show you that, you know, no matter what position of that you're in within your organization, that there's something to learn really from everybody on your team. It's not just from, you know, those that, you know, might be more seasoned. It's those that are still coming up in the business. So that's really interesting that you mentioned that.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I just think that, just as you said, everyone and every walk of life has a new or a different perspective from your own. And it really behooves you just to keep your ears open and to be receptive, I think, to everyone's ideas.
So for those, you know, that would be in that 10 years younger category, what advice would you give someone that's going into leadership for the first time and taking on a new role like that?
So I truly think that the most important thing to do is start building your team, finding people that you trust, and then find a sponsor, because I truly believe that you're only as good as that next person in your chain of command. And you're really only as good as the team that you've developed to support you. Everyone has gone through this, but it's a really, really hard step to go from being the worker bee to being the one in charge. And I think that's true at every level of advancement that you take. Because as a leader, you need to go from pretty much kind of doing it all yourself, being a jack of all trades, to to learn how to train and empower people as on your team to perform as you would have while giving them the autonomy to make decisions in your absence. I think micromanaging is just the absolute worst. It's frustrating to you, and it also makes your team feel helpless, and it's usually a symptom of a poor leader. I think, secondly, I mentioned finding a sponsor. So by this point in your career, you should already have someone that acts in a mentorship capacity that can give you career advice, can give you networking advice. And now what I really think you need is a sponsor. And that's someone typically in your organization, or at least, you know, very close to you in your industry. But it's that person that's really going to go to bat for you in those big moments, like securing a high profile project or promotion, someone who's really going to promote you at executive leadership levels.
It's amazing the strength that you feel when you do have that support in your corner. You just tend to have a little bit more confidence in everything that you're doing, to know that, you know, somebody is willing to fight with you.
Yep, exactly. I completely agree.
So, Anne, I know that you're, you know, really into learning. And so what are some of the things that you're doing to continue to grow and develop as a leader? Because I know it doesn't just stop with, you know, what you do today. It's what you're doing towards, you know, building for the future.
Yeah. So in the past few years, I've just honestly taken more time for myself. I'm learning a new language. I've been traveling more. I'm taking more time to do some personal networking and meet new people. I'm spending more quality time with my family. I'm really just making sure that I'm present in every interaction that I have. And that's something that you honestly just don't have time to do when you're in the trenches, just trying to build your career. I found personally that, you know, just trying to be present and be with the people that I care about, that it's given me more energy at work to try new things, to be more creative, and to spend more time on personal career development. And, you know, I think the mostly long hours and travel associated with being a consultant has definitely become more bearable with a little bit more self-care and a new outlook. So that would be my advice, is to, you know, obviously it's important to build your career and make those connections, but make sure you're also taking some time for yourself to develop your own personal interests.
It's amazing, as busy as we get, you know, you almost have to put it on your calendar as a reminder to take time for reflection, take time for your own personal strategy. And I know myself, you know, there's little pieces on my calendar that remind me to exercise, to listen to a podcast, to take an hour on Audible. And I think that's very important that you recognize that. So what's the language that you're learning?
Korean.
Korean. Awesome. So give us something in Korean.
Oh, 안녕하세요.
Which means?
It just means hello.
All right. Awesome. So as a leader, you know, in your industry, when do you think you kind of know that it's time to move on from your job? I mean, do you kind of get where I'm going with that? When does the clock run out on you?
Yeah. When is it time to make a change?
Yeah.
So I think, just like in relationships or dating, it's time to move on when the spark is gone. And I find that true for your career as well, because the reality is most people have to work, but that doesn't mean that it has to be monotonous. And so I've kind of found that when the day-to-day becomes monotonous and you find yourself just going through the motions, it's probably time for a change before you get to the point where you truly either dread going to work or you begin to resent your team. So I also, you know, think about what you're lacking in your current position. It might not be that you need a job change to invigorate your work life. Maybe you just need to learn a new skill or make a new connection or try to push a passion project at your current position. But if you keep continuing to run into a roadblock at work, maybe even you just go out and start interviewing. Even if you don't end up making a change, it helps keep your skills sharp. And it also helps you evaluate the current status of your strengths and weaknesses. And maybe you apply that to your current position, or you truly do find that it's time to move on and there's something better out there for you.
Yeah, you see it over and over again that it is so hard to be successful if you aren't all in on whatever you're doing. And
yep.
Conversely, when you are all in, that's just when you seem to do your best. Mm-hmm. And those that aren't, like you say, it's time to look at some changes and see, you know, what needs to be different. And if there's nothing that you can do, it is, it's just time to move on. So, and you're very well respected in your industry. What is the one thing that you're the most proud of in your career?
For me, it's really just the relationships that I've developed and the friendships that I've made. I'm definitely not a titan of this industry, but in my years as a consultant, I have developed this network of professionals around the country that I really have the privilege of calling friends. And we continue to connect at industry events, we vacation together, and I learn something new from them all the time. And I truly feel that no matter what sort of issue I run into with a project, even in my personal life, I know that I have this network of colleagues and peers that I can bounce ideas off of, and even outside of my current firm, Cushman & Wakefield. And I just think that, you know, the longer that you've been in this industry, the more you realize how very, very small it is. And so the fact that I still have, you know, these relationships and friendships that span back to the very beginning of my career, it makes me feel like I'm doing something right.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, you feel that kind of internal satisfaction from knowing that you're doing it right and that you're building great relationships with people. And sometimes that just is the thing that stands out the most in your career. So, well, Anne, we really appreciate you being on. Before you go, what is one characteristic that you believe every leader should possess? I know you mentioned, you know, that they put other people first. What's maybe something else? And who's an example in your career that has possessed that quality?
Yeah, I think I've mentioned this throughout our time together, but I really think you just have to have a passion for continuous learning. And I truly believe the best way to learn is to listen. So in any conversation, you should be listening more than you find yourself speaking. Be humble enough that you recognize that you always have something to learn or improve on. I think in this industry, I really, really respect Kathy Musio of Atlas Insight. So first of all, you know, just kind of going back to the relationship piece of this industry, I've never heard a negative comment about her or her work. And second, she just has such a wide array of personal interests. And I find that she's always trying something new or studying something new. I just think that is so awesome about her. And then lastly, in any conversation that I've ever been in with her, she's always the most intent listener. And she shows it by asking questions and seeking more and then giving simple, measured advice, but only if you ask her. So I just think she's a truly, truly good person. And, you know, the success that she's had in her career, that really shows just by the type of person she is.
I think that's amazing. And I totally agree with everything about Kathy. You know, we've certainly had a great relationship with her over the years. And so, yeah. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day and sharing all of your wonderful insights with us today.
Thanks, Nick.
Next week, we will be joined by John Longshore, who is Principal and Vice President of Innovation at Global Location Strategies. John has helped numerous clients involved in dozens of industries make sound decisions for the relocation and new investment of large manufacturing operations. He's conducted studies in the United States, Mexico, and all over Europe. The projects John has worked on have totaled more than $2 billion in investment with over 1,000 new jobs planned. So we'll see you next week with a great interview with John.